Is my mom or dad still alive? And where are they? In California, adult children do not have the right to know basic information about their parents, and that comes as a mighty big surprise to families who suddenly find themselves cut off from their loved one. It's a basic civil rights issue for the vulnerable elder as much as their family, but unfortunately, elder rights and family rights have never been a priority in this state. Senate Bill 1106 was introduced by Senator Susan Rubio in response to numerous stories of abuse in the conservatorship system. A vulnerable adult can be appointed a conservator by the court when they're incapacitated and unable to resist fraud or undue influence in order to protect themselves, and it is a critical legal step in providing care to our parents or relatives suffering from Alzheimer's or dementia, for example. A person can designate who they want to act as their representative if needed in the future, like in their will or in a living trust, and we all should do that, of course. But you should know that none of your documented wishes matter if the court doesn't follow them, and they are not required to. And that often comes as a surprise to people as well. If a conservator is needed in the future and the court appoints someone, then they have all-encompassing power to dictate access to your family members. The majority of the time, a conservator would be a trusted family member who provides wonderful care and wouldn't think of doing anything bad with the estate. But that is not the case for many elders in the state. SB 1106 is called the Kasem-Nichols-Rooney Law after three very well-known public figures who were cut off from their family by a conservator. Casey Kasem, Nichelle Nichols, and Mickey Rooney were all victimized by the system when they were most vulnerable, and their family members have taken on advocacy for needed changes as a result. SB 1106 would require the conservator to provide a notice to the family if their loved one dies, and they would have to include the date and the location of the funeral, if any. And can you believe that California doesn't require that already? You are literally not entitled to know if your mom or dad has passed away or where the memorial service is so you can attend. The bill would also require the conservator to provide a notice to the family when they're going to move their loved one to another home or facility, because you can't go visit your parents if you don't know where they are. The family or a close friend would still need to file what's called a request for special notice with the court in order to make sure that they're getting the information required by the bill. And in fact, if you have a loved one in a conservatorship right now, then you should consider filing a request for special notice with your probate court, and you can find more information on that online or at your local court self-help center, and you don't need an attorney to do that. SB 1106 is a step in the right direction, but just like most of the elder laws in California, there are no teeth behind it. Because what if a conservator doesn't provide the required notice? There are no penalties, and it's a little too late after your parent has passed away and you didn't even know about it or get to attend the services. Enforcement would add costs to the bill for the state and the court system. The rights of the elderly are a secondary consideration at best compared to the other priorities of the state. In fact, in California, they've even set a higher bar for proving elder abuse than other populations in civil court. For elder abuse, the state requires proof by clear and convincing evidence that the defendant acted with recklessness, oppression, fraud, or malice in order to recover attorney fees and damages. Other civil cases need to prove the allegations by a preponderance of the evidence, which just means more likely than not. But are you really surprised that California created a higher hurdle for proving elder abuse? The California Department of Justice estimates 1 in 20 elders are a victim of neglect or physical, psychological, or financial abuse, and that for every case reported of elder abuse, an estimated 5 more cases are never reported. The financial hit of all those lawsuits would cripple the state and the long-term care system, such as it is, and that's what matters in the long run to the state. Improving the care we're providing to our elders would be one option to avoid an avalanche of lawsuits, but that isn't likely to happen. SB 1106 has been well supported by both parties in the committee hearings, and it's now on the assembly floor waiting for a final vote before being sent to the governor. It is hoped that the bill will make it into law, and it is incredibly unfortunate that California requires bills like this. This has been Sharon Wolf reporting for the RioDelTimes.com.